Saving and everything for your next project now at Menards. Breathe easier with Best Air Ultimate Allergen Air Filters. They trap large airborne particles to keep allergens out of your home, and they last up to 90 days. Save big on all Best Air products at Menards and refresh your home today. View our selection of air filtration products on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Preview of her upcoming book.
Also, Scott Taylor, Congressman Scott Taylor from Virginia, will join us here in a short while. It's now 8 o'clock in the nation's capital. Time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Breaking news this morning from Massachusetts, where a former NFL star and convicted killer is dead.
Aaron Hernandez committed suicide, discovered hanged in a cell by an officer, according to the Massachusetts Department of Correction. The former New England Patriots tight end was in a single cell at a facility in Shirley and apparently attached a bedsheet to his window and also attempted to block his door by jamming it with various items. His death comes 5 days after he was acquitted of double murder in Boston in 2012, but Hernandez was still serving a life without parole sentence for murdering Odin Lloyd in 2013. I'm Joe Ramsey.
It'll be a June runoff to decide that special congressional election in Georgia. Democrat John Ossoff couldn't quite get to an outright victory in yesterday's special election.
Going forward, this means that this is going to be a two-person race between him and Karen Handel, a Republican former Secretary of State from Georgia, someone who has run for statewide office twice, lost both times for governor and once for senator. Now she has a chance at consolidating the support on the Republican side that was fractured by 11 different candidates as they try to get into this runoff with John Ossoff.
Correspondent Manu Raju. Police in Prince George's County would like to close a murder investigation in Forestville, but they still need to figure out who the murder victim is.
We really don't have any information to go on.
Prince George's Deputy Police Chief Sammy Patel says they want to find out who did this and why.
This is the first step to solve this case. We'll be identifying her.
Police say this victim knocked on a neighbor's door on Sunday, likely looking for help after getting stabbed in the midsection. But by the time the people inside got to the door, she was unconscious in the yard, Captain Anthony Shartner says.
She is described as a 20 to 23-year-old light-complected black female. She's approximately 5'11 and weighs 126 pounds.
Check out a sketch and photos of her clothes on our website. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
If you're near the Navy Yard today, don't be alarmed if you notice some unusual activity.
An active shooter drill will take place today at the Navy Yard. It's being conducted by D.C. Police and Naval Support Activity Washington, which handles the security for the Navy Yard. Spokesman Ed Ziegler tells WMAL what those nearby can expect to see.
They may hear some announcements over our big voice system. You may experience some delays at the gates. However, it's all part of the drill.
The training exercise is to test tactical and defensive responses as well as emergency communications. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Vice President Mike Pence is again warning North Korea, telling sailors aboard the USS Ronald Reagan in Japan today that the U.S. would bring an overwhelming and effective response to any use of conventional or nuclear weapons. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan has signed over 200 bills into law, including several that aim to make it easier to prosecute rape cases and protect victims. One bill has become known as the No Means No law. It eliminates the requirement that sexual assault victims prove that they tried to physically resist their assailant. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 20,523, the NASDAQ at 5849. Sports, the Nationals hand the Braves their first loss at their new ballpark. The O's lose in Cincinnati. NBA playoffs, the Wizards host the Hawks tonight in Game 2. NHL playoffs, the Caps are in Toronto tonight for Game 4. WMAL News Time 804 up next. Traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The Larry O'Connor Show.
Governor Hogan reaffirming my title as Crab Cake Czar of Maryland.
The Senate, they're going to try to block your nomination. I'm going to override the veto and we're going to get it done.
Appreciate that.
Okay, let's have a crab cake.
The Larry O'Connor Show. 3 to 6.
WMAL.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. Your vehicle's engine air filter looks like a simple barrier of accordion-like folded paper, because that's basically all it is. But it's responsible for providing clean air to your engine's cylinders. This simple filter does a great job, but only for so long. Over time, the dirt it prevents from entering your engine builds up on the filter, and a clogged engine air filter prevents your engine from getting enough fresh air, which can rob it of performance and fuel economy. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
Tires. They go through a lot. Burnouts.
hairpin turns, potholes, speed bumps, and the occasional sudden stop. And if you don't get your tires rotated, one day, you'll wish you had. When it comes to tire rotations, we've got you covered. The highly trained technicians at Jiffy Lube do more than just oil changes. We also exchange transmission and coolant fluids, replace filters, and more. All in a jiffy. Jiffy Lube. Leave worry behind.
Hey, spring is here. Let's get those rugs clean. Go to JoeHadid.com.
Hi, my name is John Maxwell, Chairman and CEO of John Marshall Bank. We're a local community bank. While technology allows us to be everywhere you need to be, our focus is on you. Visit one of our branches or go to johnmarshallbank.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Burtonsville, Maryland, one of our tough spots continues due to the crash. Southbound on 29 as you approach the light at Greencastle Road. So watch for delays. Almost back near 216. Definitely need to plan for that. Once you get beyond Greencastle Road, though, through Fairland, looks good. You'll hit the volume in White Oak past the Trader Joe's and then good to the Beltway. That's the overall look there. On 270, once you get through Urbana and Hyattstown, just a little bit of a gap. And then from Clarksburg off and on down to the lane divide, very slow traffic. George Washington Parkway, heads up, going northbound, north of the CIA, still with that heavy volume crash before you get to the exit for the Beltway. Southbound GW Parkway, next stretch, your lanes are open. And Manassas, northbound 234, Prince William Parkway, before you get to 66 right near Ballsford Road, still for the accident cleanup. You're getting by, but slowly. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Gray sky hangs on. We'll see some showers, thunder showers eventually, with milder weather settling in by tomorrow. So mostly cloudy today, 64. It'll stay cloudy tonight. We'll fall back to about 58. Then partly cloudy tomorrow with afternoon showers and thunderstorms. Very warm, up to 84. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic for the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 51 in Centerville, 50 in Gaithersburg, 51 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by John Marshall Bank. The European Union says the Brexit negotiations will start after the June elections in Britain. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. And it is 8:06 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this Wednesday morning. Joining us at 8:35, Cheryl Atkinson will be joining us to discuss a very interesting timeline she has put together regarding wiretapping or surveillance and leaks. And she'll also give us a preview of her upcoming book. I am Mary Walter alongside Brian Wilson. And good morning, Brian.
Good morning. Joining us on the line right now is Congressman Scott Taylor, Republican from Virginia. He is also a former Navy SEAL, a man who cares a great deal about national security and foreign policy. Good morning to you, sir. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Great to be with you again.
It is always good to have you. Listen, there is so much going on the world stage right now, North Korea, et cetera, and I want to get to some of those things in a moment. But overnight, we learned that apparently the Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, has sent a letter to the Speaker of the House affirming that that Iran is in technical compliance with the terms of the nuclear agreement, the nuclear deal that was struck by the past administration. But he goes a step further and says, but you know what? There's still a state sponsor of terror around the world and on many different ways and many different platforms. And we're going to look at that and see whether or not sanctions need to be reinstituted. Would you be in favor of that?
Look, I think it depends on what the language is always. The devil's in the details. But the reality is, just because people comply with it doesn't mean they're doing other things that are bad. So, you said exactly what the Secretary is concerned about, is the fact that they have proxies all around the Middle East, that they are a state sponsor of terrorism. They're still on the State Department's list as such. And quite frankly, some of the money that was transferred to them, you can bet it's being used to fund Hezbollah and Syria and the Islamic Jihad around Israel and other proxies that they have in the region. So just because they're in technical compliance of a bad deal doesn't mean that they're not doing other bad things.
And okay, then we'll watch to see how that story unfolds as the day progresses. North Korea. Well, the North Koreans are acting badly, and we're sending apparently aircraft carriers from all over the place to that region. Give us your assessment of what needs to happen there.
Well, let me first say that you have to give credit where credit's due, and this White House, unlike any other one before it, in recent history, brought China into the fold. And part of that reason is because you do have a component of potential use of force there. When you have, you know, when you're conducting diplomacy or economic sanctions or trying to enforce UN conventions and things such as that nature, you have to have force behind it. If you don't, it's just empty. And of course, you get exactly what has happened over the past couple decades or a few decades with North Korea, where they just beat their chest and bolster and conduct missile tests and nuclear tests and then try to get concessions. So the difference is you do have the potential use of force. And this president, of course, is unlike the previous president, and strategic patience, as the vice president said, is now over. I mean, so you have to change the dynamic there. And the different component that's in there is, in fact, the potential use of force, which has brought China to the table. China's taken it seriously. They put reportedly 150,000 troops on the border because they have to worry about a humanitarian crisis and a refugee crisis if something happens. They've also reduced oil shipments to North Korea, warned them publicly said that they're going to work with the United States president to try to tamp down tensions there. It is very tense, and ultimately, of course, we want peace. We do not want war. That's not the goal here. But at the same time, North Korea continues to conduct these missiles against international law, these missile tests and nuclear tests. They shoot missiles into the sea right off of our allies. Imagine if they get intercontinental ballistic missile capability and send it off and shoot the waters right outside of California. That's unacceptable to any president, Republican or Democrat.
Do you think there is something in particular that North Korea could do that would be President Trump's absolute red line? Or do we, in a way, sit back and wait like the previous president did and see what they do, wait for them to do, I don't know, shoot, as you were saying, a missile into another country and then act?
Well, they shot missiles right outside the country,
right.
But I think a red line is, for any president, to be honest with you, is if they have intercontinental ballistic missile technology and they're able to arm them with nuclear weapons, which could reach the U.S. mainland. And when you have sort of a dictator that you have there and that kind of regime that is irrational, you have to worry about that, and you have to worry about the safety of the American people. So to me, that probably should be a red line for any president. That being said, Congress should be consulted. There should be, this is the second administration working off a third administration's 16-year-old authorization of use of military force. That's unacceptable. We have to have a debate. We have to be in consultation with the executive branch. At the same time, you have to allow the executive, for he or she, to have some sort of flexibility to be able to respond to something that's a national security threat or against us, our allies, our interest. But Congress should certainly play a part in this and be consulted and ultimately authorize any use of military force. So, but I do think, North Korea has increasingly become belligerent. They've increasingly conducted these missile tests and nuclear tests. They're trying to miniaturize nuclear weapons, put them on submarines. They're trying to get intercontinental ballistic missiles to be able to touch the U.S. Mainland. And I just think that's an unacceptable risk for our nation.
Can I change topics to the politics of what's going on in Washington?
Do whatever you want. Sure.
Well, I appreciate you. You're very kind. Right now, members of Congress are back home. They're talking to the voters. They're talking to the citizens in their districts. And mm-hmm. I'm wondering what you're hearing about the desire to do something about health care. Because, quite frankly, we just couldn't get anything done. We couldn't get it across the goal line there. What are you hearing from your constituents in regard to that?
It depends on who the constituent is, of course. But, I mean, there's still some supporters of Obamacare. Obamacare, of course, went up in the polls because of sort of the bad rollout and I'm not getting it done. I'm not a quitter. We've been talking about repealing and replacing this disastrous program for 8 years. We spent 18 days on it. It didn't happen. So what? Dust your knees off and move forward. Let's get it. Let's be deliberate, methodical, get something done. I mean, the vast majority of the people, and certainly in my district and most likely around the country, the people who support Obamacare had pre-existing conditions. They wanted to be able to be taken care of. And I think that's legitimate. I don't think there's anybody who has a family out there that doesn't have somebody that has a pre-existing condition. They also wanted to keep plans to the 26 years old. The vast majority of people who are against it, who I think, which is why we need to change this thing, are getting killed by premiums. So they have coverage, but they really, it's just a card. Their premiums are too high. Their deductibles are too high. They can't afford it. It's crushing them in taxes. We have to have, and these are the majority of the people in middle class, and you're hurting working families. I think we have got to step up, come together. Democrats too. I mean, they're just as responsible. They concede and say that this Obamacare is flawed and that it's hurting people. And they've been talking about changing it for several years now. Even my Senator Mark Warner was talking about Republican talking points across state lines, all this stuff. But nothing has happened in years. So we're governing. We're leading now. We have got to come together and make some changes to give relief to the American people.
Lastly, Roll Call has named you as one of the lawmakers, the four lawmakers to look out for in 2017. Why should I watch you?
Well, I'm flattered and honored, but the reality is I have an amazing team around me. I have amazing supporters. That's why we've been able to do anything, and anything really, and that's why we're being named. But the reality is my team, we have zero desire to sit in Congress for 20, 30 years and do nothing. We're going to use every single minute there. We're already pushing and pushing and pushing to make things better for the American people, to help people, to use power, to assist folks who may not have power, and to solve problems. So it's my team. That's why.
Well, you're on notice. I will be watching you.
All right. Congressman Scott Taylor, it's always a pleasure to have you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. You guys have a wonderful day.
You too.
All right. It is now 8:15 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right. We have a lot of volume around the area, but some of our tough spots because of accidents will go northbound. George Washington Parkway commuters still north of the CIA. Watch for delays up ahead. Northbound GW Parkway crash before you get onto the Capitol Beltway. Now, the Beltway, we're tied up toll road toward the Legion Bridge. Pretty normal volume there, but now in the backups near the Georgetown Pike, crash has been reported. 50, you're looking good, Virginia. Not seeing too much of backups for Stone Ridge and South Riding, but it's just north of 50 on 606 as it slows to a reported crash right in that vicinity, so be alert. Heading across the Wilson Bridge, we're still heavy with the commute back near Route 5, Branch Avenue, and in Burtonsville, southbound 29 at Greencastle Road incident. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Here it is. It looks like it'll be a cloudy day today, and not all that warm, really. Only about 64 degrees, a 58 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, very warm, 84. We'll look for a possibility of showers in the afternoon, thunderstorms. On Friday, about the same kind of thing, mid-80s. Again, possible thunderstorms are on the forecast. Saturday and Sunday, cooler days ahead. Both days will be in the 60s, and cloudy skies on both days. Currently in the nation's capital, 53 degrees, 8:17 on WMAL.
Everything we build makes a difference.
Here, which means yard work and deck repairs. How about a new deck from Long Fence? You'll have more time for the yard, or better yet, hanging out on your gorgeous new deck. Go to longfence.com today.
Well, you're going to hear a lot of talk today about this special election that took place in Georgia. And I just want to sort of bring a little perspective that you may not hear in other places about this election and what it meant. Now, the winner, there were 18 people running for this slot. And if somebody got 50% or more, then they would have immediately gone and have won the election. But there, since there were 18 people, that wasn't very likely. However, the Democrat, one of the Democrats who was running, did quite well. His name is Ossoff, and he got 48%. Came up pretty close. Now, a lot of people are going to look at it and say, see, you know, and then these elections, people are not happy with this president. They're not happy with what's going on in Washington. Even in a Republican red state like Georgia, you know, people are expressing their displeasure. And I would just dissuade you from listening to that, because that's just a bunch of hooey. Here's what it was. You had a Democrat who was very strong, ran a pretty good campaign, and that's all there is to it. The Republicans were fighting among them. There were a whole bunch of them, and they were fighting among themselves. And so that split the Republican side of the vote many, many ways. So I think that when it comes down to the runoff election, which will take place in June, when you have one Democrat, Ossoff, and you have a woman by the name of Handel, who's the former Secretary of State for the state of Georgia, who will be the Republican candidate, I think you'll see a different outcome. When it's a clear two-person choice, one Democrat, one Republican, I think that you'll very clearly see what we know to be true about the state of Georgia. It's reliably red. And I think Tom Price's old seat will go to the Republicans. So a lot of people are going to try to make hay about this. A lot of people are going to say, see, great dissatisfaction with what's going on in Washington, what's going on with the Trump people. I just don't think that the numbers we saw here really tell that story. It was an unusual election with Republicans fighting among themselves and splitting the vote, and the Democrat was largely unopposed in this regard and ran a fairly decent campaign, at least in the first round. Well-funded, by the way.
And if you look at this gentleman, John Ossoff, you will see that he has a lot in common with Hillary Clinton. He's a carpetbagger. Mm-hmm. Hillary went to New York, moved to New York just because she could run for the Senate seat, right? He does not live in the district, so he can't even vote. He couldn't even vote for himself.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a carpetbagger.
Yes, he is.
He is running on defeat Trump. He has no platform, from what I can tell, from what I've seen so far. There's no platform other than vote for me so that we can take a seat away from the Republicans, much like Hillary had no platform other than Donald Trump's a terrible person, so vote for me.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the same, it's the exact same platform as Hillary Clinton. And much like Hillary Clinton, he's a very unlikable young man. Have you heard him or seen him? Mm-hmm. You look up the word smug in the dictionary, and there's this dude's picture right there. He was on with Chris Matthews, and I wanted to reach out and strangle both of them. If I could have reached the TV and slapped both of them, I would have done it. Smug, just smarm, it's very unlikable, just like Hillary.
Well, the president of the United States got involved. This was actually made a robocall that went out during the middle of the election yesterday.
Liberal Democrats from outside of Georgia are spending millions and millions of dollars trying to take your Republican congressional seat away from you. Don't let them do it.
So that went out, and by, you know, pick up the phone, and all of a sudden the president's talking to you. That's pretty effective.
Calling just me.
Yeah, yeah. And a few million of your closest friends.
No, just me.
Yeah.
Samuel L. Jackson, though, did one for Ossoff.
Oh, is that
yes,
right?
Yeah. Yeah. So you've got a lot of liberals, especially liberal big name people, coming out for him. Why? Just because he's not Trump. That's the agenda. That is literally what he's running on,
so
as far as I can tell.
Just a reminder that when you hear this talk today about how this is a sign of something bigger than what it really is, I think you got to take that with a grain of salt. I just don't think that's what these results will show you. It is now 8:22 on WMAL.
Do you want quality service and top-notch installations that beat the big box stores? Then call Claus Carpets today. For over 40 years now, we've been serving the Northern Virginia area. Call 703-978-2603 or visit us online at clauscarpets.com.
Listen, if you've ever worked in to buy a product and you've had to go to a middleman, you've probably had some concerns about that. Let me tell you what a middleman does. They take a product and they buy it cheaply and then they mark it up and then they sell it to you, right? And when you're dealing with a middleman and it has apparently some product that needs to be installed, who are you really dealing with? Are you dealing with the person who made the product? Or are you dealing with this middleman and are they going to be standing behind the product? Look, when it comes to windows, you don't want to deal with a middleman when you're doing something like this on your home. You want to deal with the person who makes the product. And in this case, Thompson Creek is the place that you go to. Thompson Creek, they manufacture a great window in a local factory here in our area. It's made just for the climate in this region. And by the way, it's a really good quality window. It is an excellent product. I've been to the factory. I've seen how they put these things together. You don't want to go to the middleman. You don't want to have it marked up several times. Have peace of mind. Buy direct from Thompson Creek. Right now, take advantage of an incredible spring window sale. Buy three windows, get one free. Call this number, 855-57-CREEK, before this free window offer is gone. Thompson Creek offers a no-hassle warranty and buyer protection guarantee and carries an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating. Here's the number again, 855-57-CREEK, 855-57-CREEK, or for more details, go to thompsoncreek.com.
Nobody likes going to the dentist, but some people, and maybe you're one of them, experience real fear. Hi, I'm Dr. Aprilia from the Cascade Center for Dental Health, and I understand that dental anxiety and even fear is pretty common. But here's the thing. Dental problems only get worse the longer you delay. So how do you get past anxiety and fear and get to the smile you've always dreamed of? Sleep dentistry. Here at Cascades, we have a board-certified anesthesiologist that can keep you completely comfortable or help you sleep through your entire procedure. That's right. Walk into Cascades with years worth of dental problems and wake up with a brand new smile. At Cascades, there's no fear and no lectures. Over the last 15 years, I've helped thousands of your friends and neighbors smile. One doctor, one office. At 46302 McClellan Way in the Cascades Marketplace. Learn more about sedation dentistry, find out about modern dental implants, and our 10-year guarantee at CascadesDental.com or call 866-25-SLEEP.
I had very, very serious depression. It takes all the joy out of your life.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression. At Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand that medication and talk therapy are often not enough.
It's almost impossible to put into words. You have no desire to do anything, to get up, to move.
TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
I was amazed. I wasn't even sure why I was feeling so well.
I can't really say in a strong enough way how much this treatment, this center, has meant to me. I'm very happy.
Isn't it time you actually felt great? Treat your depression now. Accepting all major insurance. For your free consultation with Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
It is 8:25 now. WML traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland commuters still with some problems. Update sponsored by the Park Repair Service Experts on 29. Heading south through Burtonsville, trying to get past 198 to Greencastle Road. That's where crews are dealing with the accident. Tow truck was there at last check, but still at least have one lane blocked. Delays back near 216. Route 100. Eastbound approaching I-95 in a long, slow lineup due to the crash at the merge for I-95. And if you're using the Baltimore-Washington Parkway coming southbound, heading down toward the airport, accident is southbound BW Parkway right near 695. So that's before the exit for I-195, the airport, northbound side of the B-dub. Lanes are open. Now for the George-Washington Parkway, Parkway's been busy. Northbound GW Parkway at the Beltway still with accident cleanup slowly getting by. Contact Parker Pierce Service Experts today. Buy a tune-up and get next season's free. A tune-up can save up to 30% on your energy bills. Visit ParkerPierce.com today and see website for license details. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Dry Wednesday, but a gray Wednesday as the overcast is tough this morning. It'll be tough this afternoon, mostly cloudy, and up to about 64. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 53 degrees at 826.
You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love.
That is Drake. He is a rapper. And he had a little bit of a problem. He lives in Calabasas, California. And he was not home, but one of his crew walked into his house, according to TMZ, around 10:30 at night 2 weeks ago. And in his home, in Drake's home, is a 24-year-old woman who was sitting in one of his bedrooms, hanging out, wearing one of Drake's hoodies. And so, of course, the cops were called. But she said, no, I have permission to be here. Mm-hmm. And she clearly did not have permission to be here. So she confessed. She went to the refrigerator. She had a Pepsi. She had a Sprite, maybe a little Fiji water.
Yeah.
She wound up being arrested. She's charged with felony burglary, which I find amazing because all she like $10 worth of drinks that, at the most, which it is a felony burglary. It doesn't matter how much you steal. Her name is Mesha Collins, and she's being held on $100,000 bail for $10 worth of soft drinks.
Yeah, but it's a breaking and entering. That's a serious crime.
Unless you're breaking and entering into this country, and then what the hell, we'll give you a job and free. Then we'll give you the soda for free.
That's not a problem at all. It's 8:28.
Daniel Murphy.
There's a long one to right center.
Always outstanding against Atlanta. Everything. Nationals Braves. The series continues tonight at 7 on Masson 2. Trey Turner. Two swings. Two home runs.
Trey does it again.
One game. Catch everything. Nationals Braves. The series concludes tomorrow night at 7.
Let's put genes to work for you. Only at Inova is the new MediMap test that analyzes your DNA to determine which commonly prescribed blood thinner is the right treatment for you before you even take it. We'll offer this DNA test to everyone who receives cardiac catheterization at Inova Fairfax Medical Campus now, and soon to all Inova hospitals. Learn more about pharmacogenomics and precision medicine at InnovaHeart.org/Plavix test. Inova, Join the future of health.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100 plus job sites. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
Coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to be talking to Cheryl Atkinson. You don't want to miss it. She's got an interesting timeline that shows you exactly what was going on during the Obama years when it came to monitoring a lot of people. It's pretty damning stuff. We'll be with that in just a short while. 8:30 now, time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Bray and Scarf. Massachusetts prison officials say former NFL star Aaron Hernandez has committed suicide in his prison cell.
Massachusetts officials say officers found Hernandez dead in his cell early this morning, approximately 3:05 a.m. Hernandez was rushed to the hospital, where he was declared dead an hour later at just after 4 o'clock a.m.
Correspondent Dave Briggs, Hernandez was serving a life sentence for a 2013 murder, but was just acquitted last week of two other killings. As President Trump was talking about sending a naval armada to the Korean Peninsula, the very ships in question were actually on their way to military exercises in the Indian Ocean, some 3,500 miles in the opposite direction. A senior administration official blames a miscommunication between the Pentagon and the White House.
The announcements that this U.S. aircraft carrier strike group was headed toward the Koreas certainly enraged Pyongyang, which said that this was a move that threatened global security. And it seems to have prompted another provocative act from North Korea, which test launched a missile. That test failed just over the weekend.
Correspondent Alexandra Field. In a special congressional election in Georgia that many had cast as a referendum on Donald Trump, there's going to be a runoff.
Y'all ready to flip the sixth?
The closely watched special election for Georgia's 6th district headed for a runoff, with both sides claiming victory after 30-year-old political newcomer John Ossoff fell just short of an outright win in a district held by Republicans since 1979.
Correspondent Joe Johns. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,523, the Nasdaq at 5849. Sports, the Nats get a win over Atlanta. The Orioles get crushed by the Reds. NBA, the Wizards host the Hawks tonight in Game 2 of their playoff series. NHL, the Caps try and even things up in Game 4 of their series against the Maple Leafs. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
When it's time to buy new appliances, most people are laser-focused on comparing brands, specs, and prices. But sadly, some of them get suckered into going to a big box or department store, where they're anything but focused. Sure, they sell some appliances, but they also sell house paint and lawnmowers and underwear. At Bray and Scarf, we only sell appliances, including those super premium brands you can't find at the big box stores, and our prices are amazing. Focus, people. Come to Bray and Scarf, where it doesn't cost more to get more.
Drop whatever you're doing this weekend and get to Bray and Scarf's 3-day sale this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Get up to $1,200 back on GE Profile products, plus an exclusive $400 bonus rebate. Or get a Whirlpool washer and dryer laundry pair for just $599 each. Save $600 only at Bray and Scarf, the 3-day sale this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at all 13 locations. Or BrayandScarf.com.
Bad things can happen late at night. And in Washington, D.C., late-night closed-door meetings could spell higher costs for millions of older Americans. Congress is secretly trying to revive its failed health care bill. They're cutting deals to let the big insurance companies charge you even more. It starts with an age tax. If you're 50 or older, they can charge you 5 times more than everyone else. up to $13,000 more per year. Now they're going after anyone with a pre-existing condition, letting insurance companies charge you thousands more if you're sick. They could even deny you life-saving coverage if you need treatment like chemotherapy and dialysis. And it's all going on behind closed doors in Washington. Call 844-833-9664 today and tell your member of Congress to stop the backroom deals. Stop the higher prices and stop the age tax. Paid for by AARP.
I'm Rick Edelman, financial advisor and best-selling author of The Truth About Your Future. I want you to ask yourself, where will you be 4 years from now? Well, 4 years from now, you'll be 4 years closer to retirement. Will it be everything you want it to be? Come to my seminar, Preparing for Retirement, and learn how to get the most from your IRAs and retirement accounts. Learn how to maximize your Social Security benefits and design your estate plan. Investments, Social Security, and wills and trusts. Master these to enjoy a comfortable and financially successful retirement. The seminar comes to Tyson's Corner Tuesday, May 9th, Silver Spring Wednesday, May 10th, and Bethesda and Leesburg Saturday, May 13th. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricestelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Hey, spring is here. Let's get those rugs cleaned. For a deep-down professional clean, you just need Hadid Mercer. And right now, it's Hadid Mercer's best deal ever. For every two rugs cleaned, get the third rug cleaned free. To learn more, go to HadidMercerRugCleaning.com.
835 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, I-95, still a bit of volume leaving Stafford toward Aquian again in Woodbridge. But Maryland 95, the problem was the crash. Southbound 95, right as you come up to the Beltway, that's been cleared out of the travel lanes for a while, but still out of Calverton heavy. Then to merge onto that jam traffic, get over to Silver Spring toward Georgia Avenue. Let's go through Burtonsville, still with big delays, but please tell me later. Lanes have been reopened southbound on 29 after 198 as you come up to that light at Greencastle Road. Still might see some activity there on the shoulder. Route 100 eastbound, a solid lineup to I-95. Again, because of the crash, Route 100 east. And on the George Washington Parkway, northbound, struggling, trying to get up through to the Beltway. Three-car accident had been cleared to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Much warmer weather coming tomorrow with showers and thunderstorms moving in. Cloudy today, 64. Tonight, mainly cloudy, down to 58. Suburbs will be a little cooler. And then tomorrow, all the way up to 84 degrees with some afternoon showers and thunderstorms. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 52 in Vienna, 49 in Damascus, 53 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Good morning. It is 8:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this Wednesday morning. Joining us right now is Cheryl Atkison. She is the host of Sinclair Sunday's TV program, Full Measure. She also has a new book coming out called The Smear, How Fake News and Shady Political Operatives Control What You See, What You Think, and How You Vote. It will be coming out in May. Cheryl, good morning, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So on your webpage, you have a fascinating timeline of Obama-era surveillance. And I sat and I read this, and it is amazing. This goes back. You put this together. You came from a bunch of different sources to put a very comprehensive timeline together. And it goes back to 08, which is, January of 09, when right after President Obama takes the pledge of office. And it reads like the plot line for Designated Survivor. Fascinating. But is any of this that's here criminal?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, there are some instances in which people went to prison, but it was usually the whistleblower or the person inside the government who had leaked information to the reporter, not whoever may have tracked them. So I think the trend is we see that government in general is watching journalists, is watching members of Congress, is watching private citizens under the auspices of tradecraft and tools and powers given after 9/11, and, you know, end up using it it looks like to me, when you see the evidence, in ways it was probably not intended, and yet could be argued are legal under the law.
You know, when you're an investigative reporter, that's one of the things you always do. The first thing you do is build a timeline to help you visualize how things happen and if there's any proximity one thing to another. And if, and then you go back and you say, are these connected? And you try to find out how. But when you look at this timeline, and I got to tell you, it is fascinating, Cheryl, when you look at it, you walk away with this overriding sense that, oh my gosh, the Obama people were monitoring everybody. Reporters, as you mentioned, members of Congress. You had a situation where you believe your computer was actually infiltrated by somebody who had the kind of software that the government uses when they infiltrate people's computers.
We know that as a fact from forensics exams, so that's factually correct. And you can see in the timeline when it's placed there, it was the same time the government was, you know, watching, surveilling, and monitoring secretly other reporters. And you could start to see that there was a well-known war on whistleblowers, war on people leaking inside the government. I was dealing with a lot of those types of sources. I can only assume that was probably the source of the government's interest in my computers.
Now, when that software was put on your computer, A, how did they get it? Did they enter your residence without you knowing, number one? And number two, was there any kind of warrant that allowed that to happen legally?
I'm told that there was no warrant with my name on it in FISA court, but there are incidental ways to wrap people up when they want to reach people. There are incidental ways to capture them. And there are many ways in which they monitored my computers. One way we know for sure, we have the date and time that they entered software into one of the computers through the forensics exam. And apparently I clicked on a legitimate Hotmail email, and this came in certain software attached and downloading in the background after I looked at that email when a pop-up ad came on my computer. And even though I shut down the pop-up ad, didn't know this was going on, the forensics shows that triggered the download, which continued thereafter. So that was one way and one entry, and there were many other ways and different entries that they took over periods of time.
That has to, I can't even imagine, but that has to feel so invasive because you had no idea. And I'm sure you feel that this was unwarranted, and it just must feel so violating to find this out.
It just feels as though government in general is taking liberties that it should not. It feels very Orwellian. And I want to say that some of the people in the intel community in charge of operations have been the same under Bush, under Obama. It's not necessarily just coming from the top. There are administrative forces and bureaucracies that persist from administration to administration, and some of them are still there now, even after President Obama is gone, and some of them, again, are there from the time before that, from the Bush era.
Well, and when I saw this timeline and I spent some time studying it, I won't ask you to make this connection because I know you haven't made it, but it certainly jumped out at me as a possibility. When you see all of the things that have happened during the Obama years to survey certain people, it's not a great leap of faith to then figure out that maybe there was a great deal of monitoring on the Trump campaign and the Trump transition effort. I mean, it's not a stretch to think if they would do all this other stuff, they would also do that.
Well, I suspect based on the factual record that there was, and maybe not just the Trump campaign, and I have sources that have told me that bad actors in the intel community may start with a conclusion. They know who they want to surveil. They know they can't get a warrant to do it. They figure out how to capture them incidentally, which I don't think would be legal if that were to be the case. When people say, oh, what Susan Rice did was perfectly legal, well, we don't know that yet. And I'm not accusing her of anything, but certainly you and I haven't seen the evidence. I think it's premature to say that everything she did was by nature perfectly legal. We don't know that.
You know, I've been told that every American has the right to see their own FBI file, to find out what it is the FBI might have looked into over the years into your personal background. And I actually think I'm going to do that and find out, see if I can get it. But you have been asking for your FBI file forever, and they won't give it to you. What's that all about?
Well, I'd like to know. You know, it's I think it's unlawfully being withheld. They haven't provided the requisite reasoning. You know, if they're going to withhold something, especially in full, and they're supposed to provide redacted versions, even if they hold some back, they haven't done that. I started in earnest really pushing to get this file once the computer intrusions happened. because I suspected there might be something in there. I wanted to see what they were wrapping me up in. And to this day, they continue to withhold the file. And again, I think it's illegal. I have a lawsuit going against the government for the computer intrusion, and I think it'd be helpful to know what's in the FBI file in the meantime, but they're stonewalling on all of that.
Wow. I don't know how they get away with it. I don't know how they just can say, no, not going to do it.
Well, thank you for fighting the good fight. I admire you so much for everything you're doing.
And I would advise people to take a look if you have some time to look through this timeline. It is quite interesting stuff. Cheryl, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
It's 844 on WMAL.
Hi, this is Mike Canetta, ProStatus Financial Advisors Group and the Savvy Investor Radio Show. Proud to join you in the WMAL family Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. Strategies to help you grow, keep, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. here on WMAL.
You know, I'm looking, is there some rain in the forecast? Springtime, you know, you get showers and thunderstorms, and you know what? If your gutters aren't in good order, you're going to have problems because they're going to overflow, they're going to clog, and that's bad for your house. It actually can damage your house. Here's one thing. If you have the LeafGuard system, though, you wouldn't have to worry about this because the LeafGuard system is designed so that the water gets in, but the leaves and debris stay on the outside. It won't ever clog. And if it were to ever clog somehow, I mean, I don't know how this could happen because it won't. But if it were to clog, here's the thing. You just pick up the phone and you say, LeafGuard, somehow it clogged. Can you come take care of it? And they will bring their ladders and their people out there and they'll take care of it. And you will never, ever have to climb that ladder again. You'll never have to do that ucky, yucky, messy job of cleaning out your gutters. Right now, take advantage of LeafGuard's $99 labor sale. Plus, get $100 in the form of a Honey Baked Ham gift card with the minimum purchase. And if you call right now, pick up the phone and call this number, 703-291-3114, 703-291-3114, and you'll get a $100 restaurant.com gift certificate if you have a free home estimate scheduled, no purchase necessary. You want to find out more about this? Special website, briangutters.com. That's briangutters.com. 8:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather. And every 10 minutes first on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Dolly Madison Boulevard, also known as 123. If you're heading in through Langley, we do have a crash heading eastbound as you make your trip. It's going to be just before the Georgetown Pike. So again, on 123 for a little bit of extra volume. Still struggling on the George Washington Parkway. Three cars involved in the crash. That's why it's taking so long here, trying to get up toward McLean. Northbound GW Parkway now to the shoulder before the exit for the Beltway, but still a lot to check out and a lot of delays to ease. Maryland on 270 has been a solid lineup this morning. Still Clarksburg down through to the Beltway. Also have pockets of delays in Urbana and Hyattstown. Didn't forget about you. And Burtonsville, southbound 29, south of 198 at the light of Greencastle Road. Still watch for accident activity. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Gray sky hangs on. We'll see some showers, thunder showers eventually, with milder weather settling in by tomorrow. So mostly cloudy today, 64. It'll stay cloudy tonight. We'll fall back to about 58. Then partly cloudy tomorrow with afternoon showers and thunderstorms. Very warm, up to 84. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic for the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 53 degrees. It is now 8:47.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
You know, this book, Shattered, which is a sort of a look at inside, behind the scenes, a deconstruct of the Hillary Clinton campaign and how things went so horribly wrong for Democrats, has a lot of interesting little tidbits in it. We're learning a lot about Hillary Clinton and the campaign and what a disaster it was and what was going on behind the scenes. It's just full of all kinds of tidbits. But here's one. Apparently, Hillary Clinton, during the campaign, got very irritated with now Senator Chris Van Hollen, who was running for a Senate seat. Okay, he's running for a Senate seat, and apparently Hillary Clinton got word, or the campaign got word, that Van Hollen's people, the union people were telling them, that Van Hollen was asking them not to aggressively go after black voters in the state of Maryland and drive them to the polls. Because He was running against Donna Edwards. And the thought was, if there's a heavy black turnout, it would favor Donna Edwards, and he might lose his Senate race. And so they were very concerned about this. And Hillary Clinton said, and this is the quote, "Who gives an F about Chris Van Hollen?" She was very irritated because from her standpoint, the more black people who went to the polls, the greater the turnout would be for her, and it would help her. Of course, in Maryland, she's going to win anyway. But nonetheless, she was very irritated about this. So there's two things about here. First of all, there was some tension between Van Hollen and Hillary Clinton, but also according to this report, Van Hollen did not want to see black voters go to the poll in a big way. Now, he has since denied this strongly and said he spent a lot of money to try to get black voters to the poll, and this simply is not true. But it is reported in this book that was part of the strategy, and sort of an embarrassing revelation for the senator from Maryland.
Can we talk about all the inherent racism in that entire story? Mm-hmm. Assuming that someone will vote based on the color of their skin and not with their brains, to me, is a phenomenally racist construct. Yet the Democrats operate by it. And there's nothing wrong with that because it's okay, because they're Democrats. That is just phenomenally racist. Could you imagine if they had said, no, you got to drive the white voters to the polls because we want the white candidate to win? It's just the entire thing to me. They're just so entrenched in using racism for their end game that they are just absolutely immune once again to the hypocrisy in what they do and what they say. That is one of the most racist things that's probably in that book. That is just passed off as, oh, well, that's just normal.
Yeah, in fairness to Van Hollen, he says that he beat Edwards by more than 14 points. He spent a significant amount of time trying to reach black voters in the state. He ran ads in Baltimore, which is, you know, where he needed to win big numbers, featuring prominent Afro-American women. So he says simply not true. He makes a pretty good case, but nonetheless, fascinating reading in this book, Shattered.
Wait, and what did we learn? Hillary's unlikable.
I already knew that. It's 8:51 on WMAL.
A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
When someone you care about gets sick or loses a loved one, it can be really hard to figure out what to say or what to do. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. A really great book made its way across my desk recently. It's called There Is No Good Card for This: What to Say and Do When Life Is Scary, Awful, and Unfair to People You Love. It's co-authored by two cancer survivors who say the worst part about being sick was the loneliness. The worst thing you can do is nothing, they say. The person going through a hard time doesn't expect everyone in their life to be an emotional ninja, but when people don't try, it's really hurtful. They encourage you to make your best effort, with a few caveats. Don't make what they're going through about you. Don't use the phrase, at least, as in, at least it's not this. And don't try to solve their problems. A good listener is probably all they need. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Sure, some surprises are cool. Parties. Gifts.
How did you know? I love it.
But at this point in life, your goal is to cut down on surprises. Between house, spouse, and job, you want to keep it simple. That's where Humana Dental comes in. Humana keeps it simple with plans starting at $17 a month. And anyone qualifies, regardless of age or pre-existing conditions. Humana. Simple? Yes. Surprises? No. Enroll today. Call 1-855-784-3422 for your free guide. Or go to signupforhumanadental.com. Again, plans start at just $17 a month and cover two cleanings and two checkups per year. Call 1-855-784-3422.
Insured by Humana Dental Insurance Company, Humana Insurance Company, The Dental Concern, Inc., Humana Insurance Company of New York, and Humana Health Benefit Plan of Louisiana, Inc. Waiting periods, limitations, and exclusions apply. Preventive Plus plans not available in Alaska, Hawaii, Oregon, Vermont, and Washington. Rates vary by state and are subject to change.
Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With prescription-grade Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. Try Proactive Plus 100% risk-free. Plus, get two free gifts and free shipping. Take it from me, Proactive really works. Get prescription-grade Proactive Plus, their amazing skin purifying mask, and a second gift of your choice. Totally free and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you don't pay a penny. Call now, 800-281-8770. 800-281-8770.
This is Attorney Mike Collins. Come to my seminar and I'll explain in plain English all you need to know about wills, trusts, taxes, probate, and how to keep your money in your family. I'll show you how to eliminate those dread death taxes and avoid the expense and delay of probate. See how our reservoir trust can protect your family's inheritance from lawsuits and the divorce court. Thousands of your neighbors have already attended. So watch the mail for your special invitation and register now at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
You've heard me tell you about our $78 AC tune-up from my stand-up guys at Snell. And along the way, we've heard of other companies following in our path. But one thing I've learned, not all air conditioner tune-ups are created equal. In fact, there are a lot of Johnny-come-latelys willing to sell you an air conditioner tune-up. But you'd do just as well to beat it with a broom and shine a flashlight at it. Hi, this is Dave Snell. The Snell AC tune-up is a thorough 20-point process, including a cleaning and safety inspection. It's real value for your hard-earned money, protecting the safety and comfort of your family. My stand-up guys will spend 90 full minutes restoring your home comfort system to factory specs. So before you go and buy an air conditioner tune-up from just anyone, make sure you know exactly what you're paying for. And when in doubt, just call the stand-up guys from Snell.
703-450-6300 for the stand-up guys from Snell. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
It's 8:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Update sponsored by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Still a lot of volume to clear out for the rush hour. Crash gives us extra delays. We'll go Maryland Route 100 if you can. Try to avoid between 29 and I-95 with the eastbound crash on Route 100 at 95. Go south of, use 32. That works as a good option for you. South on 95 still slows approaching the Beltway, but the crash there gone. On the George Washington Parkway, it's about recovering northbound at the exit for the Beltway. Heading into McLean, had the crash. It was over to the shoulder. And on 395, it looks like we're thinned out quite well through Landmark, but it's now through Shirlington to and across the 14th Street Bridge. Attention, diabetics with insurance. You may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Gray sky hangs on. We'll see some showers, thunder showers eventually, with milder weather settling in by tomorrow. So mostly cloudy today, 64. It'll stay cloudy tonight. We'll fall back to about 58. Then partly cloudy tomorrow with afternoon showers and thunderstorms. Very warm, up to 84. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic for the Weather Channel on WMAL.
53 degrees in the nation's capital, 8:56.
The National Mall, the epicenter of American opinion.
I didn't suffer to have my constitution trampled on.
Washington's Mall, WMAL.
I'm glad that you're speaking your mind instead of just sticking to the talking point.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Technology has forever changed real estate. In fact, the only thing that hasn't changed in real estate are the high commissions. Until now. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, we've already saved our clients over $5 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
The Washington Capitol Boating Show is April 28th through the 30th at Prince William Marina. Admission is free. See new Sea Ray sport boats and yachts, Bayliner Elements, deck boats, scout fishing boats, used and brokerage boats, jet skis, pontoon boats, and more. Vendors with gear and accessories and a waterfront restaurant all in one place. April 28th through the 30th at Prince William Marina in Woodbridge, Virginia, just off I-95 at exit 160. Details at pwmarina.com. If it's boating, it's Prince William Marina.
I'm a procrastinator. I put off everything. Oil changes, haircuts, dentist appointments. But one thing I'm lucky I didn't put off was getting my basement waterproofed by Mid-Atlantic Waterproofing. Without Mid-Atlantic's patented HydroTrack solution, all that water buildup from all those storms we've had would have continued to crack our basement walls, keep on ruining our carpets, and made that musty, moldy smell just get worse and worse. But Mid-Atlantic came in and fixed our problems quickly. They even gave me interest-free financing. So don't put it off. Call 800-MID-ATLANTIC now. That's 800-643-2852. You know, I think I just might call my dentist now, too.
Call for a free inspection today and get $500 off any new job. Plus, no payments and no interest for 24 months on approved credit. Some restrictions apply.
Mid-Atlantic Waterproofing for the driest basement in town.
When you buy from Ted Britt Ford, you get life.
Ted Britt for life, lifetime vehicle coverage.
It doesn't end after 10 years.
It doesn't end after 100,000 miles.
It never ends.
Never ends.
Drive a new 2017 Ford F-150 for up to $13,000 off MSRP.
And only Ted Britt gives you their exclusive Ted Britt for life, lifetime vehicle coverage. TedBritt.com.
Sticker number C70779 with approved credit plus tax, tag, title, and $69.50 dealer processing fee. All factory rebates apply to all to dealer. Offer ends 4/30/17. See dealer for details.
Introducing the PenFed Power Cash Rewards Visa Signature Card from PenFed Credit Union. Earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on all purchases. That's everything, everywhere, for everyone. There are no restrictions, no caps, and no gimmicks. It's easy to apply and no military service is required. Apply today at PenFed.org. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, federally insured by NCUA.
PenFed's got great rates for everyone.
Well, tomorrow we'll have all of the latest breaking details and fascinating stuff you don't want to miss.
Yes, and look who is actually here somewhat early.
Hey, look, it's
I don't know what to do with myself.
Donald Trump and the Republican Party suffered devastating defeat in Georgia.
I know, I was just watching CNN. It's really bad news for President Trump and Republicans. They're going down in flames. Impeachment can't be far behind. I guess Maxine Waters was right. And other lies the media told you. Plus a jihadi Allahu Akbar massacre.